Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale is almost here. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair, plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping site-wide. Shop the sale at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale is almost here. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair, plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping site-wide. Shop the sale at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Fardis.
Rex Heureman and the James Burke connection. That, I think, is going to be a book someday, because there's so many questions about why was the Long Island serial killer investigation not really investigated for about 10 years while James Burke was in power. And now we have so much evidence pointing to one man that also ran a lot of the same circles, allegedly, as James Burke. Rex Heureman, of course, accused of being the Long Island serial killer. Innocent until proven guilty. Joining me to discuss, Eric Fattis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. This is a weird connection. It still is, and questions still being asked. We keep hearing more and more allegations from individuals that claim that they saw James Burke and Rex Heureman at similar gatherings, in air quotes, in the late 90s into the early 2000s, including at times when James Burke was still the chief of police before all the charges went down. This is a long time ago, and we're going on eyewitness testimony from people who were sex workers. Is there ever going to be something here where we can basically batten the hatches down and say, yeah, there is a connection here, and I'm wondering where that leads, and if that also leads to why Rex was able to allegedly go on these sprees for so long?
You know, Tony, we have witnesses who presumably would testify under oath. So certainly that's evidence that that's a solid connection. But, you know, people like James Burke, police officers, they kind of know how to cover their tracks. They kind of know how to not be revealed and found out in some of their nefarious activities. And so I wouldn't be surprised if James Burke, kind of took measures to try and make sure that no one would find out what he was allegedly getting into, allegedly with Rex Heureman.
If you were to be looking into this, to investigate this, for a client, what are some of the areas you'd be looking at? What sort of discovery would you want to be examining to try and dig some of this up, dig some of these things that may have been swept under the rug all those years ago?
You know, Tony, what I would do is exactly what Rex Heureman's attorneys have requested. So they've requested James Burke's FBI file. And I guess presumably there is a file, or at least the defense attorneys think there is. I'd be probing my own client for, details about what that connection looked like, if there was sort of an avenue to show other people's involvement that could sort of deflect responsibility from Rex Heureman. But I'd be interested to see if his attorneys get those FBI files, what they say.
There's obviously a lot of it's hearsay. It's she said, and he doesn't really said anything. But to get in there and try to take a look at any connection here, we're talking a time before, a lot of digital footprints on a lot of this, where today that's lovely. We can Google things. We can, or look at Google histories. We can look at text messages between the two. We're talking a time period where that really wasn't that common. That really didn't exist. And certainly the records probably do not exist anymore as well. I would imagine that helps James Burke stay out of some of the potential hot water that he could be in. Are all those things just kind of lost to time? I mean, other than people saying, I saw this person here, we certainly know what he was into. It wouldn't be shocking if those allegations are in fact true.
you know, a lot of that evidence is probably gone. Like you said, it's been years, if not decades. You know, a lot of the evidence has eroded, but there's still forensic investigation that can be ongoing. You know, they seized a lot of items and materials from Rex Hurlman's house during searches. And so they need to ensure that they're testing those, not only for, you know, Rex Hurlman's DNA and the alleged victim's DNA, but also James Burke's DNA. They need to look for fingerprints, they need to look for hair follicles and just other perhaps objective, more material types of evidence that may not have been lost with you know, records being purged and things like that.
One of the allegations is that in the duffel bag that was stolen from James Burke, and this is the individual Christopher Loeb that you know, was beaten by him, and then obviously James Burke got in a lot of trouble for that, was allegedly a snuff film. And obviously, they've collected a lot of things from Huerman's house as well. I've been kind of curious about that because, I mean, a film like that, not something you're going to go buy on the local porn shop on the side of the highway if it's a legit snuff type film where people are being violated in horrible ways and violence is taking place. If this does exist, what if they both have the same film? What if they both have, I mean, that would be an interesting connection there. If it's in the archives of Huerman and it was in the archives of Burke, would that prove a connection at all? Or is that just kind of show maybe just kind of the same circles that some of these people are running around in?
You know, it's surely an ominous theory. And, you know, like you've alluded, there's a pretty small subset of the population who has any interest in this, you know, horrible content. One of those is the serial killer, Rex Hurlman, who allegedly violated and killed a lot of sex workers. And so is there a connection in terms of purient interests between James Burke and Rex Hurlman? You know, they were at the same parties. There's allegations that there were drugs and sex at these parties. Those allegations have not been confirmed yet, but we're seeing sort of a convergence of interests, a convergence of proximity between James Burke and Rex Hurlman.
Getting closer and closer. At first, it was just kind of a question, and now it's like, I don't know, more people coming forward. Do you see that as being a difficult thing to find? Obviously, we have at least one who's made these allegations. If this is something someone was involved in years ago as a sex worker, maybe your life, maybe you're dead, maybe you've put your life into a different path now and don't necessarily want to go back down that road. Is it going to be difficult if they ever do try to investigate this deeper to get individuals like that to talk and to testify and to recognize, you know, the former life that they might have led?
You know, we can all think of reasons why these people may not want to come forward, that may make it less likely that they would come forward. Maybe these are dark times in their past, and mm-hmm. they don't want to revisit that. Yeah. They don't want to relive that trauma. They don't want to be known publicly for, you know, what was maybe one of the worst moments of their life. And so I think that's going to be a hurdle for law enforcement to try to identify evidence and witnesses from the past to try to bridge this gap.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.